In every face-to-face conversation, we can't help but decode the facial expressions of the person we're talking to. Even the tiniest flicker of a muscle tells us whether they're listening, what they make of what we're saying, even whether they might be lying. But if you can't move these muscles, other people start to treat you differently. In a new book, The Invisible Smile, Jonathan Cole, consultant in clinical neurophysiology at Poole Hospital, and Henrietta Spalding, who works for the charity Changing Faces, examine the rare genetic condition Möbius syndrome. It's named after the German Paul Möbius, who described it back in 1888, but in the UK it tends to be pronounced Möbius. Henrietta was born with the syndrome, which can also involve problems with teeth, jaws, hearing, and even the feet. But the cardinal feature is an absence of facial expression.
But as I became a young person, particularly in my teens, I realised I was often at a disadvantage. I wouldn't be able to return a smile that someone was giving me. I wouldn't be able to frown when I was really angry. So over the years, I've developed a whole range of strategies. For example, the tone of my voice. I often describe my voice as my face now, because my voice can express a whole range of tone and humour, all sorts of different feeling. You can't see, but on the radio, I'm waving my hands around.
Hands around a lot, and yes.
That can add another dimension to communication.
So is it the case that your face will stay, if you like, as a blank canvas, whatever it is you're feeling?
Clinically, I think it's the 44 facial muscles that people have in their faces that I don't have.
Now, Jonathan, suppose that's part of the difficulty, is other people's reactions and what they're reading into it. And we know that people smile more at smiley babies. So if a baby can't smile, what does that then mean for their interaction?
Well, it's astonishing that babies come out and they can imitate facial expressions of those around them within a few minutes. And you have to say why. And the why is to show the parents that there's someone home, that the baby is a social, sentient creature for bonding, one imagines. Although, having said that, most parents of people with Möbius are just wonderful at overcoming the blankness of the face. Many people with Möbius historically have been thought to have learning difficulties, or even thought to be autistic.